Hello once again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon daily call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. Right now you have a 1 in 259 million chance of winning the multi-state Mega Millions jackpot for tonight. Currently, it's at $636 million. It's the second highest prize in lottery history. It's on track to break the $656 million record set in March of 2012. If it breaks that record, it'll be because everyone is rushing out right now, even in this bad weather, to buy a ticket before tonight's drawing. If no one hits the jackpot tonight, the next drawing is Friday. Lottery officials predict that if that happens, the jackpot could soar past an unheard-of $1 billion. That's with a B. Now, the game is played in 43 states, including the District of Columbia, the U.S. Virgin Islands. If you don't know how the Mega Millions works, you pick six random numbers, and then if those numbers all come up, then you win a lot of money. If no one picks the combo, the prize keeps growing until the next drawing. So someone could be in for a big, big holiday gift this year. Will that be you? Do you feel lucky? Did you already buy your ticket? Do you think it's dumb? Well, it's $259 million to one, or $259 million to one, you may be on to something. And of course, if you win, it's WAMC.org to make a nice donation to the next fund drive. Give us a call, 1-800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. I must confess, Alan, that I did buy a ticket, just bought one. But it's worth it. Somebody's got to win sometime.
Well, how can you not buy one? I mean, you'd kick yourself around the block if your next-door neighbor won it or if you didn't. I mean, you know, yes, I understand all the arguments against gambling and morality and soaking the poor in regressive taxes. They're all true. Nevertheless, I bought $20 worth of...
You bought $20 worth of tickets.
I did at my West Stockbridge.
Quick pick, or do you have numbers?
At the public market in West Stockbridge. I went in there last night, and I saw... No, I don't have numbers. I used to have numbers.
Yeah.
But now I just do quick pick, because I can't fool around anymore. And you know, the thing comes right out of the thing. So I spent $20. But my big issue is, and we all have it, is what would we do with the money?
Yes. That's the fun part.
Now, clearly, I mean, and you can't even enjoy that. You pay money to go to the movies. You enjoy it or not. You pay money to go to the... to buy the lottery, and then you enjoy the fantasy. My fantasy is I now have $1 billion.
Right. Well, you probably, if you took a lump sum of $656 million, you'd probably come out with about $160 or $180 million after everything.
That's not true.
I think so, right?
Really? No, it's 30%, isn't it? 30% or whatever.
But you take some out for the lump sum, and then you take the taxes out of that.
I suppose. Okay.
Right. I don't want to rain on your parade.
Well, you know, you really have. I don't think I would have spent that 20. But my issue is what to do. So you want to end a fund drive. February 1st, the fund drive's coming.
Right.
February 4th, whatever. Yeah. You could give $1 million, but... that would mean nobody could participate. And what happens when you do the deep six? Who's around to do that?
That's a good point.
So what you do is you take some of your money and you begin to fold it in. You say, a generous donor from Great Barrington, Massachusetts, has done the largest match we have ever had, $60,000. But he says you have to do it in 3 hours. And he means it.
Okay.
So then, you know, you're $120,000 to the good if you make it.
Right.
So that's part of what I would do. Of course, there's the house on Block Island. I would certainly do that.
That would be nice.
I would have that. Yeah. And, that's as far as I've got.
All right. Well, let's find out what our listeners have to say. 1-800-348-2551 is the telephone number. 1-800-348-2551. Again, it's $259 million to one shot that you're going to win. And there's a great article in Psychology Today. It's called Lotteryitis. This was actually written the last time the Mega Millions got up into the 500, 600 million range. This is by Stephen Goldbart, PhD.
PhD.
He says, Lotteryitis has swept the land. What drives people to spend their hard-earned cash on a lottery ticket?
A dollar.
Join the party, he says. The Mega Millions is indeed mega. If all those other people are doing it, why not me? Jumping on the bandwagon is an age-old motivator of psychological behavior. We want to be part of the in crowd, part of the movement. But I would say it's more, oh gosh, what if I would have won and I didn't buy a
ticket? That's the issue. You are so right, Raymond.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
And so, you know, my son desperately wants a house with a bowling alley in the basement and a batting cage.
Sure.
And that's not going to happen.
Not unless you win.
In public radio, that's not going to happen.
Not for any of us.
And, you know, and the other psychological factor is, according to Dr. Goldbart, a ticket of hope, a ticket of magical healing. In other words, the American dream is tough to attain.
Will you
now
be here the day after you win?
I certainly will, because the money won't come in for a while. Mm-hmm. So it'll be a week or two at least before I donate that couple of million.
I like it.
We rename it The Ray across the street.
I like it.
Yeah. So 1-800-348-2551. And, of course, if you want to have your say about why the lottery doesn't make a lot of sense, please feel free to give us a call as well. Let's go to Kerry in Plainfield. Kerry, you're on.
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
Hey, good.
Good. Okay, I don't want to sound like Mr. Squeaky Clean, and Alan did mention morality. You know, it wasn't too long ago, but gambling and drug trafficking, bootlegging, those were activities that were considered illegal.
And yeah.
Mobsters such as Lucky Luciano, yeah, Dutch Schultz, Al Capone, all made lots of money, and they went to jail for it. But it seems now that, you know, federal and state government, they're looking at it like a great way to make money like they did, too. And they sort of mask it by saying it's regulated. And
well, but they don't have machine guns and bombs that they're throwing into beer halls and killing people and all like that.
Yeah, I'll give you that one. But, yeah. You know, I just wonder, like I said, I'm not Mr. Squeaky Clean. I'm going to go buy a ticket shortly.
Jacques.
So
I like it.
All right. Well,
I think, look, we're all on the same page. We know philosophically there are issues here.
Sure. It doesn't make any sense.
No. But, you know, imagine if you didn't get it. And you don't get the enjoyment of thinking like I just was, is with what you would do with the money.
And that's the fun part. And
the fun part.
Until the day after.
Yeah.
Well, you'll see what happens. Hey, good luck with yours. And, you know, I don't think you're going to win because I have the winning ticket, but still give it a shot.
And all those people would be coming by to kiss your behind.
They do already.
Oh, nice. All right, Kerry, thanks a lot for the call.
Bye-bye.
You know, I came close to hitting it last week.
Did you?
I got the mega ball.
What does that mean?
One. I got the mega, the bonus.
One, so but not the rest of it.
No, I won a dollar.
I won a dollar last week.
You won a dollar last week?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you. All right, we lost our sheet.
That was $19 down.
Oh, so you're 19 bucks down on the whole thing? Yeah, I think there's a caller on, but we lost the sheet.
Well, take a chance. Go ahead. Go ahead. I dare you.
I think we lost the caller, so that's okay.
But number two is on there.
Yeah, she's. I think what happened was the call dropped. 1-800-348-2551.
What would you do? What's the first thing
you'd
do?
What
would
I do?
Yeah. Buy a big house.
I would set all my children, all dozens of them, in a night with nice trust funds.
Oh, sure.
And then I'd take care of everybody in the family.
Really?
And then worry about obviously get out of the small shack that we live in and buy something a little more spacious.
In Del Mar.
Well, or somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Somewhere, and then we'd see what happens. 1-800-348-2551 is our telephone number. So anyway, Dr. Goldbart says, you know, the American dream is tougher to attain. And so this for one day, this magical healing feeling of saying, oh, what would I do with that money? And that's a powerful psychological force. Paul in Niskayuna. Paul.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Alan. Thanks for taking my call. I have a strong belief that I could win this.
Sure, but, sure. Me too.
but I also believe that when it gets to these large numbers, why not have five or six multiple winners?
You know, we do this in the fund drive, too. We have these drawings. And I always try to have more than one winner.
Yes.
For exactly that reason. Yeah. Makes sense.
Well, there are multiple first prize. The grand prize is the big one, but there are, I think, million-dollar winners at the second tier.
Yeah, yeah.
But the odds are still slim.
Yeah, I hope that doesn't happen.
The grand prize of $600 million.
Yeah.
Why not have six $100 million winners? What is someone going to do with $100 million?
I could think
of a few things. You know, don't worry about me. I'll be there.
besides giving you a portion, Alan, besides that, but the other things you can do with $100 million, you'll never need money again in your life.
Yeah, and by the way, that's not always the best thing. I mean, you know, I know a lot of kids who have inherited a lot of money, and, you know, it takes something out of the struggle for their lives. You know what I'm saying?
You may be onto something. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Paul, thanks a lot for the call.
Thank you.
All right, I appreciate it. 1-800-348-2551 is the number. We're going to take a break here, Mr. Zach, and we'll be back with more of your calls on the big mega edition of the Vox Pop.
Support for WAMC comes from Charles Padula DDS Union Avenue Schenectady. Cosmetic dentistry, including porcelain laminates, crowns, implants, and Invisalign orthodontics, PaduladDDS.com. The 1850 House Inn and Tavern, Rosendale, New York, a newly renovated Hudson Valley boutique hotel featuring 12 guest rooms with modern amenities. Holiday gift certificates available online, the1850house.com. Stories Nursery, Freehold, New York, featuring holiday plants, greens, wreaths, and decorations, Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5, Sunday, 9 to 4, a gardener's destination, storiesnursery.com. And the Springfield Museums, featuring exhibits of antique toys, gingerbread houses, and a museum store with gifts for both adults and children. Springfieldmuseums.org.
And again, it's extremely unlikely that you will be the winner of the Mega Millions. But if you are, the fun drive is starting on February 4th, and you can always go to WAMC.org and, you know, make a big chunk out of the fun drive very early. So anyway, there was this article in Psychology Today, came out last year when there was a big Mega Millions. And Dr. Stephen Goldbart says, you know, it's a ticket of hope, a ticket of magic healing. And I think the best part about buying one ticket, and I bought one, Alan bought a couple, is it's so much fun to play with the what-if-I-won scenario, to imagine what it would be like to live your dreams, to have the money that'll purchase not only a fantastic fantasy ride, but also give you a respite from the complex, the complexity, the conflict, and the angst of everyday life, and just getting away from financial anxiety for a few minutes and just to fantasize about what you would do. Kind of feels good. So maybe that's worth a buck on it by itself. Akasha in Massachusetts, you're on.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, this is Akasha. How are you, Ray?
Good. Nice to have you on.
It's nice to be here. So if I won, there's a million things, but I've always had a dream that I thought I'd have to let go of having a big piece of property in upstate New York. I'm from New York originally. I'm from Manhattan. And I would get all of these kids that had been abused or were living on the streets or just having a rough time, because that's what I went through as a kid.
Yeah.
And then I could turn my experience over to help them, and I would have animals. I would have equine therapy and art therapy and all these different kinds of things, and really give them the skills not only to heal but to thrive and then to take care of themselves in the world. And, of course, there's you guys. There would be the fun drive, and I love Alan's suggestion of the matching.
That's a great idea.
Although, Alan, I'm a little confused about Ray spoiling your dream by telling you it would only be a certain amount of money.
Well,
a lot of money, dude.
Alan just left, but, you know, I think he dreams big. And I love your dream. It's just you deserve to win because you would do something really good with that money.
Oh, my God, yeah. I would love to. And, I mean, of course, I would take care of myself. I would get off food stamps immediately. And I would create think. I got disabled a few years back, and so it's been a struggle since. And I would create think tanks to figure out ways to make it so that if food stamps, let's say, maybe they're always going to be needed, who knows? But ways to get people to a point where they don't need as much.
Yeah.
And to get them back on their feet, because it has to happen. This is America. This is just, there are so many kids starving. Our infant mortality rate is so high comparatively. And it's tragic. So you know, we could change that.
Isn't it kind of, I mean, you know, I don't want to be a downer here, as I've been wont to do in the past.
No.
But, you know, isn't it kind of sad that society is at the point where so many of us are saying, oh, God, I need to win the lottery. Things
it
are
is.
So bad. And, you know, is what it is. How many tickets did you get?
Side, Ray, because there's also, yeah, there's that side of it. But the hopeful side is that there are people who say, wow, if I only won, I could do this for other people.
Like you. And thank you for the call very much. Good luck.
Thanks. You guys have a good one.
Bye. 1-800-348-2551 is the telephone number. It's Vox Pop. 1-800-348-2551. Alan left a little early from the show today because he graciously offered to shovel my driveway. He's heading over to my house now. And thanks, thank you, Alan, for that. It was a big gesture. John in Newburgh. John, you're on.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
I'm just wondering you know, there's a lot of people out there that won the big money.
Yeah.
And I was looking at a website today. It's the 20 biggest losers of the lottery.
Now, what do you mean losers? They blew the money?
Yeah, well, they had won the money, and you had a couple of people that were that had hits put on them by their family.
Oh, boy. Yikes.
And also, you know, like one couple won it, the wife disappeared, and the husband had to track her down and find out why she left him. And it was because she hit the lottery.
So she had millions of good reasons to leave him, eh?
Yeah, and he was awarded the winnings after the court case.
You're kidding me.
Nope.
I did not see this one. But you can.
I Googled the 20 biggest losers of the lottery.
Well,
and just to see what happens to a person. I have $5 in it myself, plus at work.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Oh, that's a good point. So
we could all hope, but we'll see what happens to people.
You mentioned being in a pool at work. Do you go in with a bunch of coworkers on a ticket?
Yeah, we do.
So
we have about 40 people in on it.
Do you remember that story? I think it was in New York, a bunch of state workers who went in and actually won.
Right.
And there was one guy who had that day said, oh, gosh, I don't feel like it. There's no chance.
Mm-hmm.
And then they won. Can you imagine being that guy? Oh, God.
Yeah, no, well, we ask everybody at work, and if they say no, it's sorry.
And then then you can wait for the lawsuit to happen once you win.
Well, that's it. You know, there was one also in the 20 biggest losers that a coworker won, and he said, oh, it wasn't the workers' tickets. It was my personal ticket.
Yeesh.
And there goes the lawsuit.
I guess money brings out the worst in all of us. Well, congratulations.
I guess so.
You're a bigger downer than I am, and I appreciate the call. Have a good one.
Thank you.
1-800-348-2551. Vox Pop, huge mega edition of the show today as the Mega Millions now climbs to $636 million as of right now. And who knows? It could hit 650 or more tonight. This is from the AP a little earlier. The Mega Millions has soared to 636, making it the second largest jackpot in U.S. history. It had been at 586 this morning, but because there's just strong ticket sales all over the place, it's now up to 636. Your odds of winning, a scant 1 in 259 million. I think your odds are better of walking on the moon. Mark in Clifton Park. Mark, you're on.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, nice to have you here.
No, thank you. So I will buy my community and hire everybody to work within the community.
Hire everyone in the community? That's very nice. What would they do?
Well, you create the community to be self-sustainable unto itself. So you can start all of these programs with community gardens. So people don't have to worry about, you know, making ends meet, and they can come work in the community gardens from other people's property, buy people's property, and own the deeds, so they don't have to worry about making payments or loans on their banks. And that way, by infusing the community with that money will then be spent again within the community again, and maybe even again within the community. So you take $100 million, you buy up the community, you hire everybody within the community, you've really created $300 million worth of wealth.
I like it.
Besides that,
it's a capitalist commune. It's very good.
Well, you know, you have to be able to merge the two ideas together one way or another, you know, in order to be able to step forward. Capitalism hasn't worked, and the left hasn't worked either, so
yeah, well,
put them together.
What happens if you make a profit?
You turn around and you take that profit and put it back within the community and find a way to be able to make that community better. You should also, I mean, there's ways that you can turn the entire property value of the whole community into a trust, so that it actually gains interest. So you can turn the community into a profit basis unto itself by just its very existence, because the value of its property will continue to climb just based on the fact that there's no more property being made. So you can do a lot of different things to be able to make that community wealthy and make that community turn a profit unto itself without any outside influence.
You know,
and once it does that, then you can copy it wherever you want to.
You know what the problem with your idea is? Everyone will want to move there. Overpopulation would be huge very quickly.
Well, what you do is, rather than people wanting to move there, you start an outreach program where you want this within your community, let us bring it to your community. This is ways for you to be able to start this. We started it with an infusion of wealth. You can start it with an infusion of time. So rather than it being an infusion of wealth, you trade your time and base it on sweat equity with various infusions from different other areas to be able to mitigate your time for wealth, you know, that you're trading off there.
My
to
God.
Be able to make those people worry-free. And that way you can take that community and implant it and copy it all over the nation.
Well, you'll be king of the world if that works, and I hope you win.
Never mind being king of the world. I'd rather free it.
Hey, Mark, thanks a lot for the call.
Hey, take care.
Yeah, have a good one. 1-800-348-2551. What would you do with the Mega Millions? You know, there are a lot of us out there who intellectually know it's just not a good plan to buy the ticket. Alan knows it. I know it. You know it. And we do it anyway. Do you do it? 1-800-348-2551 is the number. Frank in Easton. Frank, you're up.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Hi.
In the interest of full disclosure, I have bought a couple lottery tickets in my life,
all
maybe
right.
three at the most.
Okay.
But I guess I've just decided that the lottery is basically a tax when you take it in as a whole, and just decided not to participate in it. So to be consistent, I don't participate in small lotteries, and I don't participate in big lotteries.
But it's a voluntary
tax.
Any
what's that?
It's a voluntary tax, right?
Well, so it's voluntary to buy a ticket. So therefore, if I don't buy a ticket, statistically, I won't be participating in the voluntary payment of that particular type of tax.
Okay.
And I'm not on any particular kind of crusade. It's just a personal opinion. And it does save me time from thinking about what I would do with all that money.
But isn't it fun to think about what you do?
It might be fun, but, you know, it's just kind of a pointless exercise.
Well, right.
And somebody
right
will win, and that's good.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, no one that within the earshot of my voice right now is likely to win, and someone eventually is going to win. It's amazing. Well, thanks, Frank. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Have a good one. It's Vox Pop on WAMC. 1-800-348-2551 is the number. John in New Paltz. John, you're on.
Hey, Ray, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Ray, I just wanted to point out that there, you know, a lot of people are saying what they would do with the money and this and that. And, you know, it's fun. I get into it. I'd like to do it. I realize I'm not going to win. But the money, the accountability of the money that is spent is never discussed. Nobody knows where all these millions go.
Yeah.
And Nightline did a survey. Lotteries were invented to help with school taxes in individual states. And they did a survey on all the states, and Georgia came out first. $78 out of every 100 went to back into the school system.
Yeah, yeah.
And New York was $19 out of every 100. And a lot of these things that people would help the community, this money should be helping the community already, and they never print, they never see in the paper, where does all this money that people spent that wasn't won, where does it go?
That's a great question. And also with multi-state lotteries like this, where there are, I think, 43 involved in the Mega Millions, how does it break down by state? In other words, if 30% of all the tickets are sold in New York, does New York get 30% of the benefit? I don't know.
And maybe sometime, Ray, in the future, a Vox Pop or a round table with a lottery person who comes in and tries to explain where the money goes?
It's great. Or Yolanda Vega could come on.
Oh, yeah, have her on.
That would be a really good show. I think Joe has actually met her or talked to her before, so maybe we can make that happen.
Well, that would be great to know because, I mean, one person gets the money, but when you look at all the money that's spent, where is this money going?
Yeah.
The money that's not won. That's the bulk of the money. That's the workhorse. Where is that money?
Yeah.
Where does it go?
Well, it's a great question, and I can't answer that. But
and you're only getting half of what the jackpot is anyway.
And think about that. Think about it. If it hits a billion, how many tickets will have been sold? Wow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Where's this money?
How's the weather down in New Paltz today?
It's coming down really good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have you had enough of it? It's not even winter yet. I've had enough.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a tough January, tough February. I've had enough, but I like it at Christmas time. But as soon as New Year's is over, I'm done.
All right, man, I'm with you. Thanks for the call.
All right, take care, Ray.
See ya. 1-800-348-2551 is the telephone number. Mega Million now up to $636 million and rising. The drawing is tonight. And, Listen, there are many of our listeners who say, this is absolutely ridiculous. And by doing a show like this, you're publicizing something that is incredibly irresponsible. And we're doing it anyway because it's fun to dream. Jay in Cummington, Mass. You're on.
Hi, Ray. One thing, you know, about Alan buying 20 tickets and you buying one and me buying one, you know, I always get a quick pick because, you know, your chances are infinitesimal.
Absolutely. In fact, I scolded Alan about that.
Yeah, they're non-existent if you don't buy a ticket. And what's a dollar? But I'm not, you know, 20 times infinitesimal is just still infinitesimal.
Right. And even if you bought 10, as I said to Alan in the newsroom or before the show, I said, even if you buy 10,000, it doesn't really change your odds very, very well.
Right. Doesn't bump the needle very far. And as far as helping other people out, you know Tony Rice is, right? The guitarist?
Yeah, great guitarist.
Yeah, well, I just read on the Mando web today that he's not doing very well, so, you know, I sent him a Christmas present.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, it wasn't much, but it's out of the blue, and, you know, I'd say people out there who, you know, aren't hurting terribly, there are other people who are, and even if you don't win the lottery, maybe you could just help somebody else out.
Wow, that's nice. What is Tony ill?
He's lost two kids in the last few years.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah,
that's
that,
awful.
And he has arthritis that's affecting his playing.
And I mean, and there were very few who are better than Tony Rice, so that's
a
colossal
shame.
He's
made an awful lot of people pretty happy.
And, yeah.
But the other thing about winning the lottery is, you know, say I win the lottery, I still won't be able to play the mandolin.
Well, you could practice. You'd have time to practice.
I could practice already. You know, I would give an awful lot to be able to play like Tony Rice.
Well, I mean, you know, it would buy you 8 hours a day of practice. You practice 8 hours a day, every day. Within a year, you won't play as well as Tony Rice, but you'll play pretty well.
I'll have wicked tendonitis for sure.
Absolutely. Well, keep playing. Keep practicing.
Good luck to you.
Hey, thanks a lot. And the drawing, I guess, is tonight at, I don't know what time the polls close, as it were. 1-800-348-2551 is the number. John in Johnsonville. John, you're on.
Hi. Yeah, I wanted to talk about what the caller a couple calls ago said about where does the excess go? The, you know, I thought you said it was a 50-50. Like if I'm at a high school game and I do a 50-50 raffle,
yeah,
I know where that money's going. So this money's supposed to go to schools. Well, that's great. So how much better off are we going to be when we get gaming casinos in town?
Hey, that question has been asked time and again. That's a great question that people have been talking about, and we've been talking about it on this show and on the round table. And, you know, to make a bad, you know, sort of play on words, it's a crapshoot. You know?
Yep. You know, and personally, I don't buy the tickets.
No.
Because I see how much money is made by those who lose. You look at Las Vegas, for instance.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't rise up like that because people are coming home with $1,000 checks every week.
Oh, no, you're absolutely right.
You know, it gets back to, all right, so now the state's going to do casinos.
Well, the state is...
How much better off are we really going to be?
The state is actually not doing the casinos. This would be private casino investment, the same companies in many cases as those out in Vegas. And, you know, some people find it, who have the money, some people find it entertaining. And I know that dollar I spent on that Mega Millions ticket, I've had a few moments where I was entertained just thinking, oh, gosh, what would I do? And I think that's the most enjoyable part.
True.
And it's only a buck.
That.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call.
For a fantasy. All right, thank you.
Appreciate it very much. Zach, let's take a break here. It's Vox Pop on WAMC, 1-800-348-2551. We have one open line, and we'll get to you coming up after the break.
Support for WAMC goes on Four Seasons Natural Food Store and Cafe, Saratoga Springs, New York. Locally owned and operated since 1988, open 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. FourSeasonsNaturalFoods.com. Reform Pilates Studio, Saratoga Springs. Teaching Ramona's Pilates, providing a fully equipped studio with Gratz apparatus, private and small group classes, ReformYourBody.com. Spectrum 8 Theaters, Albany, New York. Showing Hollywood, American independent, and foreign films, and presenting London's National Theatre Series in HD and digital sound. Open daily, spectrum8.com. and Hudson Valley Foot Associates, podiatric physicians and surgeons treating foot problems with offices in Ulster, Dutchess, Columbia, Orange, and Delaware counties. HVFA.com.
One of the strangest Count Basie records of all time, Basie's Beatle Bag, and it was just Beatles covers, and, you know, a huge Basie fan. One of the odder entries in his collection of work. 1-800-348-2551, but Can't Buy Me Love, appropriately enough, because tonight's Mega Millions at 6:36, and we've been talking sort of twofold. One, why bother? And many are calling up saying, I don't bother. And two, what would you do with $636 million, which, of course, if you take a lump sum, they chop a bit off, and then they chop off 30, 35% for taxes. Still, $180 million or something like that. I have a dream. Hit the lotto and do good things. Jeremiah in Amherst, you're up.
Hi. You win that kind of money, become a philanthropist.
Would you set up your own foundation? A sustaining foundation, in other words, to do that.
I'd have to find an accountant, but help the folks in Detroit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Share it. Share the wealth.
That's great. And you know what? You're right about the accountant. I think a lot of people who hit these big ones, they don't come forward for a while because they're wise and they get their ducks in a row and they get their legal matters taken care of and their accountant taken care of before they even announce that they have won.
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah.
Smart. Well, that's a good goal. Do you have a ticket, Jeremiah?
Yeah. Of course. I get a group. I've been listening to the program. We get a group at the office that we're buying tickets. We've been doing it for years and years and years.
Did you guys ever have a small win?
$150.
Oh, that's not. How many are in the group?
8.
Oh, that's not a good split. No, you need to put some zeros on the end of that. Do you get along with everybody in that group? In other words, if you won a huge prize, would there be the possibility that somebody would try to throw the monkey wrench in the works?
No. No, we just got one guy who thinks he knows it all,
and it's not you.
Talks about how this has to work.
Oh, but, I see. How you'd split it up,
right?
Ah,
and the tax issue.
Oh well, but, you know you need that, so maybe you give him an extra cut.
You get the money, share the wealth.
All right, well said. Jeremiah, thanks for the call. 1-800-348-2551 is our number. 1-800-348-2551. Fred and Hurley, you're on.
Hi, I have a friend, and the first thing he says he would do would be to just completely disappear from everyone, including his family.
Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible.
and then get his, everything ducks lined in a row.
Yeah, yeah. Well, of course, I haven't got his family. Maybe it's not terrible. No.
But anyhow, it's just, consider the onslaught.
Yeah.
But you keep talking about odds and increasing odds or, what are the odds? And, I think one way to possibly increase one's odds, we do a pool at work also.
Mm-hmm.
And the trick is to do the same numbers every time. If you're just doing random picks, you just keep setting yourself back in the pool. Whereas, and it would be nice to see a study of numbers that have ever been repeated, for full jackpots, that kind of thing. Does it ever happen? That kind of thing.
I've been thinking about what you just said and whether it's advantageous over the course of a lifetime to keep a set number. But if the odds are 259 million to one of a number coming up, wouldn't you have to live for thousands of years for what you just said to be true? Or at least statistically valid?
But I think the odds are better than just doing a random thing every other, every time you turn around.
I suppose.
At least you're sticking by a certain thing. And it's the chances are that it may come around. Otherwise, you're just throwing yourself shit to the wind. Excuse my English.
Right.
Three sheets to the wind. And that's so there's something in there. And yes, I do have tickets. So
all right.
But I rarely do it. It's but why not? You know.
I appreciate the call, and you might want to run that whole set number or quick pick by your friend who knows everything. He'll probably be able to tell you the odds, the true odds. 1-800-348-2551. Daniel in Saugerties. Daniel, you're on.
Oh, hello, Ray.
Hello.
I guess the earlier caller, I just wanted to say, I'm sure many people already know, but unless our understanding of probability is radically wrong, there is no difference between using the same number in each sequence, I mean, in each iteration of a gamble, or using different numbers.
Unless the system is flawed. In other words,
unless our understanding of, like, unless their system isn't actually random, or our understanding mathematically and scientifically of randomness has some very huge holes in it, which is like, I don't think there's any reason to believe that, but you never know.
You never know.
What I originally had wanted to say was I disapprove of the lottery, both in principle and in, I guess, a bunch of other things. I also think there's far more harmful things people could be doing with their money than playing the lottery.
Right.
I think everyone's got their vices. You know, who doesn't have their vices? But the lottery, in my mind, in the big scheme of things, is, well, I think it's like preys on people's hope, and that sounds really bad.
Yeah.
I think there are other things that prey on people's hope in a far more insidious and systemically harmful fashion.
Such as?
Different types of drugs, alcohol, not always. I mean, sometimes people have alcohol, it's fine, it's great. There's any number of things like that where it's fine. But in certain cases, there's any number of addictive or semi-addictive or just self-destructive behaviors or actions that people invest in that are just much more dangerous than the lottery. That's my point, at least.
Yeah.
A
couple of beers, you play the lottery. That's what do they call it? Codependence, right?
Yeah, well, you got your stack and your vices there.
There you go.
The last thing I want to say before I go is, and it's sort of related, I guess, because an earlier caller mentioned it, but it's not really the topic of conversation. But I just wanted to say, I'm sort of disconcerted at how few people nowadays seem to actually know what the differences are between the understanding of what capitalism is as a system and what it isn't as a system.
All right, go ahead.
I don't want to like Bogart's face. It's just there's many different conceptions from many different people about what capitalism is and isn't.
Yeah.
And the idea of having a community business where the community owns the business, in the traditional sense, that's not actually really capitalistic at that point.
Right. Well,
like if you have a community that like runs a business and produces a profit and does any number of things, that's like that could be entrepreneurial, that could be a business, it could be a corporation, it could be anything. But at that stage, it's not really capitalism. It's something else. And I think a lot of people don't realize that. They think that, oh, business, making things, producing stuff, working is capitalism. And it's not. It's not true. And right. I just wanted to remind people that that's actually true.
All right.
That, I mean, that there are different understandings of what things are.
So the earlier caller, he wants a commune in your estimation.
Well, or something like it. Like, my understanding of what it was is it was sort of like a bizarro commune, and that was what it sounded like to me.
All right.
I thought his idea was very – I thought it was a very interesting idea. And I think that, workers' co-ops, except he wanted to have it be a community rather than just a particular section of work.
Yeah.
Worker-owned factories, they sometimes work, they sometimes don't work. Privately owned factories,
yeah.
They sometimes work, they sometimes don't work. That's something that I wish people would talk about much more. At least, you know, these are debates we used to have in this country. And these debates, they're sort of, I mean, people, I guess, assume because of the end of the Cold War, it's all over. Everything's, the debate is over. And I think that there's still much, much discussion to be had about how we want to have our society work in regards to people relating to the way they make things.
Well, Jerry, great call, and thank you for not harshing the mellow of the guy with the commune. I appreciate it very much. Let's go over to Jody in New Paltz. Jody, you're on.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to say that it's my opinion that I think that it should be part of the rules in some way that if you win the lottery, you have to share it, maybe with 3 people, maybe with 5 people. And then the other thing is, I think it should be part of the rules that you have to do something serviceful for the community. I mean, that's a wide range of things, but I just wanted to share that.
All right, I appreciate it. That's very wise. I thank you very much. 1-800-348-2551. Patrick in Amherst, you're on Vox Pop.
Hey, interesting show. Having fun with this.
Thanks.
So I just wanted to respond really quickly. Somebody had called just a couple minutes ago talking about how, you know, they kept the same numbers every time because they figured to give them a better chance.
Yeah.
It's actually a version of something that, interestingly enough, is called gambler's fallacy.
Oh, explain.
Take the real simple thought experiment. Flip a coin 10 times.
Yep.
The first 9 times it comes up heads.
Right.
Right? When you flip it the 10th time, what are the chances it's going to come up heads?
You're at 50%.
Exactly.
You're absolutely right. And you know what?
Every time it's independent. So, I mean, if you want to keep the same numbers, it's a birthday, whatever, it's, you know, something sentimental, no problem with that, but it doesn't increase your chances.
And you see it all the time at casinos, that very thinking, and it's very, very easy to fall into
exactly.
that.
Exactly. I'm so far down, the next time I must hit big.
Right. And, you know, that rarely happens in my experience. But,
yeah.
Patrick, thanks a lot for the call.
Yep, thank you.
It's Vox Pop on WAMC. That's the call letters, Ray. You've been here 16 years. 1-800-348-2551 is the number. And we go to, I think it's Bruce Lee?
Yes.
Hi, you're on.
Hi, thanks for taking the call. Enjoy all the programming on your station.
Thank you very much.
Basically, there's a syndrome called, a condition called instant wealth syndrome that I was afflicted with about a year ago.
Okay.
And,
wait,
and
you
I
won
got,
the lottery?
No, I didn't win the lottery, but I did sell a business for X amount of millions.
Yep.
Right, and I knew it was coming up, but I didn't read about the syndrome until, basically the point is, instant wealth syndrome, whatever you think you're going to do with your money, when it actually hits and you get that check, just your mind just goes scramble and you do like the opposite.
Really?
or something. You do, got it all planned out. I even knew this was going to come up, and I just can't believe. I mean, I didn't do so bad or anything, but I just, whatever. I didn't invest the way I said I was going to, and I don't know what got into me.
That's fascinating. I must say I've never had this problem, but I think probably professional athletes who sign that first big multi-million dollar contract, and you always hear stories about guys who just let their money slip away fast, and they probably have the same thing.
Yeah, probably maybe a physiologist on your program could get to the bottom of it. Maybe it actually causes a chemical change in the brain. I don't know, but fortunately, I was afflicted with it, and it's actually that's what happens. Whatever you're thinking about, you know, Alan won't buy his house in Block Island. He'll do whatever. He'll buy a racehorse and order something.
I don't think he'll do that. No, I don't see that happening.
But thank you so much for taking my call.
Hey, very good call. Thanks, Bruce. Bruce and Lee. Chris in East Hampton, you're next.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Great show. So this is my set of casual observations. Since people have been playing more quick picks in these lottery games, and the same lottery game, Mega Millions, various games, they've expanded the states in which they've been played, and more people seem to have won when picks were being completed by hand on the cards.
Now, when you say seem to have been, what data are you using for that?
Well, I mean, I don't have any of the specific numbers to back my sentiment up. But hey, I'm sure a listener out there might be able to dig it up while I'm driving. Otherwise, I would have looked it up.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that.
But I can say that. But here's why I think this, because along with the fact that so the numbers, the lottery, the totals, the total amount of money that people have been winning, that's been going up every seems like every 6 months, and the price of the lottery tickets haven't gone up that much to explain for this rise in
the jackpot.
However, people are definitely getting in on these quick picks a lot more, I wouldn't be surprised if the system is a little bit more rigged than it appears.
Very interesting, but don't you think that the number of the jackpots are a function of how many people are playing, and the number of people are playing are probably in some way a function of the depressed economy that we have had for so long. In other words, if everybody was riding high, who cares about the lottery?
Well, I guess what I'm trying to say is less people were playing before, yet there was winners. There was, you know, that million or $2 million win every other week, and the jackpots never were able to raise this high. Now with more people playing, I would imagine that there'd be more it would be hard to get these stellar jackpots to raise like they have been.
Now, I'm looking for the information here, but I was reading. Let's see if I can find it. They changed the odds in the Mega Millions. So what you're saying has a kernel of truth. In fact, I think you're onto something. They made it much tougher to win recently, and that's why a lot of these jackpots in the Mega Millions are going up.
Okay, well then, okay, so that's fine then. At least there's a reason.
I wish I could find I had the sheet, and now it's gone, but it's almost the end of the show. Hey, Chris, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And Robert in Albany. Robert.
Yes. Hey, Rob. Hey there. Just going further on that gambler's fallacy.
Yeah.
Actually, picking and sticking with your own numbers is worse, simply because you, although the numbers picked are random, the numbers you pick are not random. And especially if you go by birthdays.
Yeah.
Birthdays go up to number 31, while the full lottery choices are up to, what, 58, 65? So if you're picking them yourself, you're less likely to get a true random sample, even if you stick with it.
Oh. Well, that's interesting.
And as far as the last guy, I think it's also a matter of, like you said, depressed economy, more people playing, which actually adds more to the main jackpot than before, even if the odds have or have not been changed.
Do you think that there's some metaphysical force? Here's why I ask, and I know it's strictly probably a random occurrence, but if you recall, maybe you don't, maybe you're not old enough, but after the 9/11 attacks, the first time the state of New York ran their daily number, I believe it was the first time after that, the numbers that came up for the daily number, 911.
So that, you know, that could be quite the coincidence. There are many coincidences in
life. You're right.
So I'm not completely convinced that that was a sign of it being rigged.
I'm not saying it was being rigged. I just thought it was, geez, we're talking about a coincidence. I mean, that was really, it's like everyone, those numbers were on everybody's mind. And I know there's no scientific basis for it, but I'll tell you what, that sure was strange. Thanks a lot for the call. And let's go over to Jerry in Schenectady. Jerry, you got about a minute, all right, buddy?
All right, Ray. Then I'll skip my first comment. I'll go over to the main comment.
Okie doke.
When people start imagining what they'd do if they won one of these lotteries and all of the things they'd buy, virtually all of them are disappointed. But I think something more happens after this, at least with some of them.
All right.
Especially if they're approaching middle age or retirement age, they start thinking, you know, why shouldn't I be able to enjoy some of these things in my life, me and my family? I worked as hard as some of the wealthy people who enjoy these things, and if I don't get the chance now, I never will. So I think they boost their incomes if they can, if they have the ability to do that. And this is why prices and costs of many things seem well above what you'd think they should be or what they were several decades ago, like college education, medical costs, construction costs, airplane flights, and other things you might think of. I think some people think they deserve that, even if they already earn 20 times what the average income is.
So you mean, wait a minute, I'm not following you. You mean you're going to have you got 30 more seconds. I'll give you 30 more seconds to explain what the heck you just said.
Well, I think some people think they deserve some of these things in their life. So if they're in a position like their owners or of companies or something like that, they artificially boost their incomes because they're always looking upward and they want these things even if the price isn't really justified in an economic sense. But they can charge that, and if people keep buying it, you know, they figure, okay, I can justify it because they're still buying what I offer.
Well, Jerry, you know, you've been on the show many times before, and this time you've ended this one on a very deep note, and I appreciate it very much. And thanks to everybody who called in today. Support comes from Interim Healthcare, offering support for families during the holidays and year-round with companions, aides, or nurses in the home 2 to 24 hours a day, serving the Capital Region, Saratoga Counties, Glens Falls, and Columbia. InterimHealthcare.com. Ward's Nursery, Great Barrington. Fresh-cut trees, wreaths, roping, holiday flowers, and gifts for the gardeners and bird lovers. Ward'sNursery.com. H. House & Son, True Value Hardware, Woodstock. Locally owned since 1932, offering holiday decorations and gifts for kitchen, workshop, and home. True Value, start right, start here. HHoust.com. And Stewart Chops, we are closer to you. Dozens of flavors of ice cream. Thanks to you for being here on the show today. Thanks to Zach Malloy, who handled the controls. Ian Pickus answered the calls, and Jessica Blaustein answered the call. She's also our producer. And thanks to Alan Chartok for being here for the first 20 minutes of the program. Good luck to you tonight with the Mega. I'll tell you right now, I'm going to win this, and you may never see me again. Stay tuned now for a news update.